King. For those of you that don't know the genesis of that song, that is Stevie Wonder. And actually in 1981, Stevie Wonder's album, Hotter Than July, and it says in the liner notes, it is believed that for a man to lay down his life for the love of others is the supreme sacrifice. For nearly 2,000 years now, we have been striving to have the strength to follow the example. Martin Luther King was a man who had the strength. He showed us nonviolently a better way of life, a way of mutual respect, helping us to avoid much bitter confrontation and inevitable bloodshed. We still have a long road to travel. We in the United States must not forget either his sacrifice. Stevie Wonder, in his album, Hotter Than July, Martin Luther King's birthday today. We're going to be taking a special journey today. It is my hope and the 9 o'clock hour to let you hear something that probably none of you have ever heard before. Coretta Scott King's words at the funeral of Dr. Martin Luther King. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be sharing with you some amazing statements, some amazing speeches from Martin Luther King. We're going to be talking about police brutality. A speech that Martin Luther King, keep moving. Another speech in the 8 o'clock hour from Martin Luther King on fear. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to take 30 minutes to look through, not through the I Have a Dream speech. No. The American Dream speech is what we're going to be listening to and talking about and deconstructing and dissecting and feeling what was said. And then in the end, and coming up in the next break, I Have Led a Committed Life. We're going to be talking about what he said to his baby Yolanda. Fun Town, are we there yet? And then finally, we're going to be talking about Martin Luther King's word about here, right now. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. It's my birthday, too. We'll be back. Stay with me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Son, I'll tell you. Life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up. And places with no carpet on the floor. Bare. But all the time, I've been a-climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners. And sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. So, boy, don't you turn back. Don't you sit down on the steps 'cause you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I's still going, honey. I's still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. Langston Hughes, mother to son. Oh, no, folks need to keep doing what we're doing. And I think that the reflections on this day, the thoughts on this day, the energy on this day, January 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday. This is not the birthday holiday. This is the day of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. January 15th. And my name is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to be taking a journey all this morning, listening to the words, dissecting the words, deconstructing the words, making the connect with the extraordinary. Martin Luther King was 39 years old when he was murdered. Imagine that. He didn't even reach 40. Didn't even reach 40. 39 years old. And we have to talk about that. We have to talk about that. And we have to talk about what that means. What his words have meant. And you hear that phrase, what his words meant. No, it's so much deeper than that. We have to absorb and do. Absorb and do. He was 39 years old. Let's go. We're going to start with this short track from Dr. Martin Luther King. I have led a committed life.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. Every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. And I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side Not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
Who? You just get teary. You just get teary. And I'm one of the lines from that, what, 3.5 minutes speech? One of the lines that he said, that I don't think that people have heard, that people have focused on, he said, Martin Luther King said, I want it to be remembered that I tried to be right on the war question. Do you hear me? I tried to be right on the war question. He said, I want to be remembered for trying to feed the hungry, trying to visit those in prison, trying to save humanity. I want to be remembered as a drum major for justice. And the other piece of that just strikes me so hard. When we examine our own lives, don't listen to the words. Examine your life through them. And when we examine our lives, the line that Martin Luther King says in this little bitty 3-minute words put together and delivered. But he doesn't want to be remembered in time of that his things were done in terms of the politics of the time. And as I look at these Martin Luther King events going on out here, I just get sick and dismayed. Because it's a sin and a slap in the face to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. When he says, I don't want to be remembered for my Nobel. Don't mention my Nobel Peace Prize at my funeral. That ain't what I was here for. Don't mention the 300 other awards I have gotten. That's not what I'm about. Don't tell folks what college I attended. And when you look at these Martin Luther King events, it's like that's all they talking about. Dr. Reverend, Mr. So-and-so, and this person, and that person, and this is their resume, and blah, blah, blah. And the money piece of this, I was looking at a program book from one of the clergy coalition folks handing out stuff to folks. And you look at the program book full of ads as a money making. There shouldn't be a single ad in any Martin Luther King program. There shouldn't be a single ad in any Martin Luther King program. Oh yeah, it's about making money. It's about making money. Coco.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Well, thank you.
This is a wonderful day in two parts. Martin Luther King was truly a great man, and he truly tried to live up to all the light that he had, because he probably saw those things as corrupt trophies, you know, because his trophy he wanted because he wanted to one day be with Jesus. So, you know, he was just a great man all the way around, because he certainly did impress a lot of people across the board, you know.
And change the world. Thank you so much. Joe.
Good morning.
Good
Happy
morning.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thank you.
Good, good. You know, you mentioned about King's funeral, and unfortunately, it was long. I was there. And it was not like he had wished. But this comes from Ethel and myself. We both wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good day.
All right. Korean veteran.
Yes, good morning. Happy birthday, Ms. Brown.
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday for Dr. King. I had occasion to talk with Dr. King a couple of times in my life, and I want you to know that you're an example of him, and I just love you for your tenacity and standing up. the day. I mean, there's some we got to take care of what I read about this Monday.
That's right.
And we're not going to let this go.
That's fact.
All right, you have a blessed day and happy birthday and many more.
Thank you so much. I'll be back, folks. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic for today, as well as your weather. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Forest, and look for some delays, but everything running smoothly. Westbound Kingbridge traffic into the landing is looking good. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason, you can expect traffic to be lighter than normal this morning. Northbound 55 at Bower Hill through 255 and 270 interchange, look for some delays there. Eastbound 40 at Spady and McKnight is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 through Big Bend, look for no big problems down at that interchange at this hour. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is running smoothly. And eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through through 79, look for some delays. Eastbound 44, however, approaching 270, you can expect some delays there. And Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge is looking well. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Cloudy, slight chance of rain or freezing rain this morning, and a chance of flurries and patchy freezing drizzle this afternoon with a high in the lower 30s. The steady temps will be falling by the afternoon for this evening. Cold or cloudy with a high or low only in the 15-degree mark for Tuesday. Mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high in the mid-20s. Then on Wednesday, not quite as cold, mostly sunny, high in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have overcast skies and 36 degrees. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. More on the way with Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's riveting talk radio from the birthday girl herself. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is John Womack. I host On the Table Tuesdays at noon. I have a bachelor's in culinary arts from Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island, and about 5 or 6 years experience as a catering chef. Gil joins us on occasion. He's a sporadic guest host, and Gil is another chef with us with Patty Lund Catering. We talk about food and wine trends, restaurants, recipes. Occasionally we have guests join us, chefs, other restaurateurs, wine experts, and food enthusiasts. So tune in. My name is John Womack. I'm the host of On the Table on Tuesdays at noon here on WGNU 920 AM.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Liz Brown. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. So I decided that I would take a journey through his words, a journey through his message, a deconstruction, if you will, of the things that Martin Luther King said, the context in which he said them, the times in which they were spoken, and finally, a compare and contrast of the world that we live in today. Let's take a listen. This is a conversation that Dr. Martin Luther King had with about his daughter, Yolanda Fundown. Fundown. Let's take a listen.
She says to me so often, "Dad, my little daughter loves to ride to the airport with me. She says to me so often, Daddy, you just go over and over and over again." And so one of the ways she consoles herself in the fact that her daddy has to be away so much is to ride to the airport whenever I'm going in or coming back into town or going out of town. And she can do it if she isn't in school. And as we pass on the expressway going to the airport in Atlanta, we pass by what is known as Fun Town. Now, this is an amusement center where little children go to play and where they go for recreation, something like Disneyland and something like the very fine amusement centers across the country for young people. And as we pass Fun Town so often in the car, she would look over to me and say, "Daddy, I want to go to Fun Town." Well, I could always evade the question when we were going by in the automobile because we were passing by and I could jump to another subject. And I didn't want to have to tell my little daughter that she couldn't go to Fun Town because of the color of her skin. Then the other day, we were at home, and like most children, she likes to look at television, and she was looking at television, and they were advertising Fun Town, and she ran downstairs and said, "Daddy, you know I've been telling you I want to go to Fun Town," and they were just talking about Fun Town on the television, and "I want you to take me to Fun Town." No, I stood there speechless. How could I explain to a little six-year-old girl that she couldn't go to Fun Town because she was colored? I had been speaking across the country talking about segregation and discrimination, and I thought I could answer most of the questions that came up, but I was speechless for the moment. I didn't know how to explain it. Then I said to myself, I've got to face this problem once and for all. And I took a call over. My wife was sitting on the other side of the table, and I took my little daughter and told her to have a seat on my knees. And she jumped up in my lap, and I looked at her and I said, "Yolanda, we have a problem." I said, "You know, some people don't do the right things, and they are misguided. And so they have developed a system where white people go certain places and colored people go certain places. And I said they have Fun Town like that so that they don't allow colored children to go to Fun Town." And then I looked at her at that point because I didn't want her to develop a sense of bitterness. I didn't want her to grow up with a sense of hatred and bitterness in her heart. And so I had to rush on and say, "But now all white people aren't like this. There are some white people right here in Atlanta who would like for you to go to Fun Town. And there are some all over the country who are right on this issue. Still there are those who have been misguided." Then I looked down into her eyes. And I said to her at that point, and I saw tears flowing from my eyes at that point, I said, "Yoki, even though you can't go to Fun Town, I want you to know that you are as good as anybody who goes into Fun Town." And I want you to know, Yoki, that some of us are working hard every day to get Fun Town open and to get many other places open. And I say to you that in the not too distant future, Fun Town and every other town will be open to all of God's children because we're going to work for it.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Six Flags is open. Union Station is open. Oh, black folks, right? Yet and still, Union Station has a policy of unequal enforcement of the rules of attendance, presence at Union Station. Oh, it's not. It's they don't say it's because of the color of your skin. Mm-mm, they don't say that. They say that it's what you're wearing on your head. Are we there yet? They say that people of African descent, people of color, can drive the highways and the byways of this country without discrimination. But there's this little thing in America called driving while black. Fun Town, are we there yet? They say that the laws, the wicked racist laws that gave power to segregation by law have been eliminated, yet and still, when African people go to their doctors, they are given inferior treatment. Is there a law that says that? No. They are not told about services. Is there a law that says that? No. When African people buy their homes, the loans, irrespective of their credit that they're given, are higher interest loans. Are there laws out there that say that you do that? No. Fun Town, we have access to. But are we there yet? Are we there yet? Think about this. Yolanda King is a 40-something-year-old woman. Think about this. In her lifetime, as a child, she has imprinted upon her memory the knowledge that there were laws that were directed to the color of her skin in her lifetime. You ain't a 40-something-year-old woman. Don't tell me that it's done with. That we've passed that little, we've turned the corner. Hey, we haven't even acknowledged that the corner is there. Fun Town. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Martin Luther King didn't want to tell his daughter. Now, this is a man that faced down bullets, death threats. He didn't want to tell his daughter about racism. Brother Mac.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You know, one of my favorite speeches of Martin Luther King starts off with says, I was standing at the beginning of time and God asked Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take a mental flight by Egypt, Moses, leading his people across the Red Sea towards the promised land. And it goes on to talk about his vision. Our future, and if we can just reflect on that, and I encourage you to be humble and reflective, as I see you already are, and I encourage all the listeners to do this. This is a time for reflection, but also a time to prepare for action so that we can move forward.
And motivation to do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother Mac. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DRLAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making the difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm going to change your mood just a bit here now, because while I change your mood, I have to sort of change my mood, chameleonize myself. That's a crazy word, chameleonize. But I hope you don't go and talk about my father now. God is my friend.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We're going to do a number of things. My name is Liz Brown. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15th, his actual birthday. I'm going to be doing a number of things. In the 9 o'clock hour, I expect to have an extraordinary tape, the tape of the words of Coretta Scott King at Martin Luther King's funeral. I'm sure many, 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 many of you have never had a chance to hear that. And we're going to be playing that. This is a tape that is from 1968. An original recording
that we had to take from reel to reel and bring it up to 2007. That's in the 9 o'clock hour, and the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to be having a discussion. Again, the words of Dr. Martin Luther King is what we're going to be doing all this morning. We're going to be talking about fear in the 8 o'clock hour through the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. Why we should keep moving in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King on police brutality. And I'm going to be sharing with you the militant speech, militancy. Dr. Martin Luther King's advocacy, embrace, and push of militancy. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. In the next hour, we're not going to be doing the I Have a Dream speech. No, we're going to be doing the American Dream speech. We're going to be doing the American Dream speech of Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's a timely thing to share the words of Dr. Martin Luther King on the issue of police brutality, as I will do in the 8 o'clock hour, because we have a rally today, or a discussion today, on the murder of Jeremy. The police murder of Jeremy. And it's not just Jeremy. The city of Chicago is also dealing with police brutality. Torture by Chicago police detectives. Torture. And Daley, Mayor Daley, has been added as a defendant. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about that. So today there will be a rally at 12 o'clock at the West End Community Center, right at the corner of Union and Del Mar. Pass it on. And also, Francis Slay will be speaking today. He will be speaking today. I suggest, I urge you to boo him and turn your back on him. Me standing there at the old courthouse, right at the place of enslavement, where African people were sold. And Francis Slay and his racist policies, his intolerant policies, his greedy policies as a legislator and as a divisive elected official, dividing this city along color lines. Are we in Fun Town yet? No, we live in St. Louis. We ain't in Fun Town. When Francis Slay speaks, boo him and turn your back. Have some courage. Have some courage to speak truth to power. Boo him and turn your back. Boo him and turn your back. People have been shot. People have had dogs in them, on hoses in them. People have died, been murdered. Speak truth to power. Speak truth to power. Let's hear it, Howard. Let's hear it.
They aren't big words. You don't need to have a great vocabulary to utter them. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp them. They are three little words. But we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. The other word is here. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell Negroes in the South to leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia and South Carolina, we're saying something else now. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. And then there's a third word. It is the word now. We are not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. We are not willing to wait 50 years for what is ours on the basis of the Constitution of this United States and the authority of God Himself. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week. But we want them now, at this hour. This is what you're saying.
We want them now. I want you to just reflect upon the cooling off piece, the cooling off piece in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. If we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. I'm telling you, folks. I'm telling you, folks. There is so much work out here to be done. It's not later. It's not eventually. It's not after a while. It is three letters. N-O-W. Now. There is a meeting today. The West End Community Center for the murder of Jeremy, 15-year-old, born and buried on his birthday. Today at noon at the West End Community Center. We want our stuff now. We want our stuff now. And when you see Francis Lay today, do what you know is right. You need to boo him and turn your back on him. Happy birthday. I'll be back.
We know the stuff is winning, but I don't hold it in. This love that you can't.
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A lot of people have the day off today, and that's a good thing, especially if you live across the Plain States, which are covered by ice thanks to the latest winter storm. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Layers of ice everywhere crunch underfoot. Chainsaws whine as they cut through thick tree branches brought down by heavy ice.
These are 30-year-old trees, and they're gone.
300,000 homes in Missouri alone are without power. Crews are having trouble keeping up as one after another circuits fail.
It's like taking one step forward and two steps back.
The wintry blast is being felt from Texas to Michigan, with the Midwest hardest hit, and the system is moving toward the Northeast. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
There were two more executions today in Iraq, both men members of Saddam Hussein's inner circle. One of them was Saddam's half-brother. His head was separated from his body, but Iraqi officials say they followed all necessary procedures. President Bush says he knows he's not popular with the nation when it comes to the Iraq war, but he's not budging.
In an interview with the CBS News program 60 Minutes, President Bush said he won't be swayed by congressional opposition to his plan to deploy more troops to Iraq. Despite harsh criticism and opinion polls showing dismal support for his new war plan, the president says he won't change his mind.
ABC's Brad Farrell in Washington. This is the federal holiday that we honor Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards marked the event. Speaking at a New York City church where the slain civil rights leader spoke a long time ago, and like King, Edwards spoke about something that could in all likelihood be an issue in his presidential campaign, the growing economic divide.
It is a betrayal to stand silent while the disparity between the rich and the poor gets worse and worse and worse every single day in America, in the richest nation on the face of the planet.
This is ABC News.
It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be timid. It's okay when there's the unknown out in front of you. But it's also okay to believe in yourself. It's okay to put yourself out there. It's okay to try something new. It's okay to say, it's my turn. It's okay.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look. In fact, Match.com is so confident that you'll find someone special within 6 months, we guarantee it. It's only at the all-new Match.com. See site for details.
Sweet! I've been waiting for lunch all day!
Me too! Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips for your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
Rich chocolate Ovaltine!
An apple and like gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way!
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich chocolate Ovaltine?
No way!
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey's chocolate milk?
Double no way!
Aww! More Ovaltine, please!
Well, they say as the Golden Globes go, so will the Oscars. And if that's the case, we could learn a lot tonight. Here's ABC's David Blaustein.
Will Martin Scorsese's The Departed be victorious on Golden Globe night?
I think we could work something out.
Or will the Hollywood Foreign Press and its 92 members anoint the Queen best drama?
I doubt there is anyone who knows the British people more than I do, Mr. Blair.
How about Dreamgirls? Is it the best musical or comedy? Some might say that honor belongs to a movie about a homophobic, anti-Semitic journalist.
My name is Bullard.
Or an independent film called Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah.
The Golden Globes air tonight on NBC. David Blaustein, ABC News, Beverly Hills.
Scientists say they found something else aspirin can do. It can prevent asthma in adult men. A study at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found taking one low-dose aspirin a day kept most participants from wheezing. Many doctors already prescribe aspirin to prevent heart attack and stroke. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
It's time for another WGNU news update. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news this morning, there's more on the St. Louis Public Schools saga. Superintendent Diana Borisow has come up with a new plan she hopes will stop the possible state takeover of the St. Louis Public Schools. Borisow's plan includes over 170 goals intended to improve academic achievement, financial solvency, safety concerns, and other issues within the embattled school district. The city school board will consider Borisow's plan in its meeting Tuesday. Meanwhile, the State Board of Education is currently debating a takeover of the district by an unelected panel. A vote on that could come next month. In other news, at least 4 people have died and over 80,000 are without power in Missouri after this weekend's winter storm. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt has declared a state of emergency. He sent out over 300 National Guard troops to assist those hit hardest. Shelters around the St. Louis area for those without power include the St. Charles Memorial Hall, that's in Blanchett Park, in Hazelwood, Civic Center East, in Chesterfield, City Hall, JFK Community Center at 315 Houdershell, and in Labadi, the Bowles Fire Station. In other news this morning, Houlihan's Galleria is closed. It's reopened on Strassner Road, east of Brentwood. Contract valued around $5 million was awarded to LaBarge Incorporated by Kamen Aerospace for cockpit wiring harnesses in the Black Hawk helicopter. Desco Group, based in St. Louis, has begun a $20 million project on a 203,000-square-foot retail development in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the new Randy Blount Mazda service facility in Ferguson has been completed by Cecil Miller Construction of St. Peter's. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's an update of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for an accident. It's on the right exit lanes as you head into the exit ramps onto 70, so just use caution, expect delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for traffic lighter than normal. Northbound Route 3 at 8th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is looking good this hour. Westbound Kingbridge, traffic from the gravel pit in the landing looks good. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270-255 Exchange, look for no delays. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason is on the move. And Spady through McKnight, you can expect no delays as well. Northbound 270 at 44 and Big Bend, look for some delays in that interchange. Westbound 5570 at 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is looking good this hour. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, look for some slowdowns, but everything seems to be on the move now. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge into the Poplar, or into the Chain of Rocks, look for no delays. And westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley is looking good this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Cloudy day, slight chance of rain and freezing rain in the morning, then chance of flurries and patchy drizzle in the afternoon. The high will be in the lower 30s, but the temps will be falling in the afternoon. This evening, colder, cloudy, with a low around 15 for Tuesday. Mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-20s. And then on Wednesday, not quite as cold, sunny. The high will be in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 35 degrees and clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 35 as well and clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Riveting Talk Radio. We're celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday and Miss Liz Brown's birthday. This up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back. Happy birthday to ya. This is Liz Brown. Today is Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, born on January 15th. My goodness. We're going to take the time today. We're going to be listening to the words of Dr. Martin Luther King. We're going to be dissecting. We're going to be analyzing. We're going to be making it plain. I want you to listen to the music that we have this hour, the words that we're going to hear from Angela Davis. We're going to hear from the SNCC Freedom Singers, Claude McKay, Sarah Parker, Marvin Gaye, the Staple Singers who performed at many of the events that were held, Martin Luther King held, and they had a close relationship with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be sharing with you the original tape from the words of the 12 minutes that Coretta Scott King spoke at her husband's funeral. I had to take it from reel to reel and put it on 8A CD. We'll be sharing that with you in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the militancy of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We're going to be talking about how fear in the 8 o'clock hour through Martin Luther King's words and why we must keep on moving and police brutality. Very timely issue, given the rally today at 12 o'clock at the West End Community Center at Union and Del Mar to talk about and to move on the murder of Jeremy. I'm Liz Brown. Happy birthday to you. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
New Year, put meeting the love of your life at the top of your list.
New Year's Eve day, I said, I'm ready for eHarmony. I decided I really wanted to find a long-term relationship.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. There's no experience more magical than falling in love with that one person in the world that sees you, accepts you, and loves you passionately for who you really are.
He loves me for me.
She sees me more for who I really am.
Being seen and loved for who I am is incredible.
eHarmony helped me find the love of my life.
Make this the year that it happens for you. Check out eHarmony.com and see if it feels comfortable to you. Do it now and get your personality profile free. Let's get started finding your soulmate today. eHarmony.com, because it shouldn't take a lifetime to find the love of your life.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. You in need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
It's a long walk to D.C., but I got my walking shoes
all the way to Washington.
I can't take a plane, bus or train, 'cause my money ain't that long. America, we believe. Oh, that you love us dear.
Love us dear.
The people I'm going up yonder.
Yeah.
Walk to Washington, D.C. Staples Singers, my name is Liz Brown. Happy birthday, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. This next selection that I'm going to share with you, I hear it all the time, the I Have a Dream speech. No, let's play the American Dream. I want you to listen for these words as we play this long selection. Listen to the words when Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King, described America. Listen for these words: schizophrenic personality, anemic democracy. Listen to the phrase discrimination discussed as a moral issue. Listen to the words, our destinations are tied together, that creative protest is a thing that we should be doing. When you look at Francis Lay this morning, standing on the courthouse steps in downtown St. Louis at the site where enslaved Africans were sold, and the Dred Scott decision decided our fate afterwards. And you look at the things that he has done, you need to engage in creative protest and turn your back on him and boo him. Listen to the words from Dr. Martin Luther King. Love and the definition of it. This is a journey. This is a journey. Listen to these words.
America is essentially a dream. It is the dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities, and of all creeds can live together as brothers. The substance of the dream is expressed in these profound words. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. One of the first things we notice in this dream is its amazing universalism. It does not say some men, but it says all men. It doesn't say all white men, but it says all men, which includes black men. It doesn't say all Gentiles, but it says all men, which includes Jews. It doesn't say all Protestants, but it says all men, which includes Catholics. That is something else that we notice in this dream, which is one of the things that distinguishes democracy and our form of government with other totalitarian systems. It says that there are certain basic rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. In order to discover where they came from, it is necessary to move back behind the dim mist of eternity. They are God-given. Very seldom. Very seldom, if ever, in the history of the world has a socio-political document expressed in such profound, eloquent, and unequivocal language the dignity and the worth of human personality. For the American dream reminds us that every man is the heir of a legacy of dignity. And yet ever since the founding fathers of our nation dreamed this dream, America has been, to use a big word that the psychologists and the psychiatrists use, a schizophrenic personality, tragically divided. On the one hand, she has proudly professed the noble principles of democracy, and on the other hand, she has sadly practiced the very opposite of those principles. Indeed, slavery and segregation have always been strange paradoxes in a nation founded on the principle that all men are created equal. So often, a America has trampled over the dream. So often America has scarred this noble dream. We look and see certain states saying they will never comply with the law of the land. In doing this, America is scarring the dream. We notice people who merely want to be free being brutalized, homes being bombed, churches being bombed. This is a way of scarring the American dream. We notice people who merely want to exercise their citizenship rights being thrown into jail. This is a way of scarring the dream. And we can hear the voice of a little Emmett Till crying from the rushing waters of Mississippi. This is a way of scarring the dream. And so the Negro is still trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. And so often he has been pushed out of the glittering sunlight of last July and left standing in the piercing chill of an alpine November. This is scarring the American dream. May I say to you, as has been said so eloquently all the afternoon, this dream is being scarred not only in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and all of the southern states, but it is being scarred in New York, in Illinois, in Pennsylvania, and I imagine even in California. The fact is that the Negro all over America is still the last hide and the first fire, and he still can't live where he wants to live and where his money can get him to live. But today, more than ever before, America is challenged to bring this noble dream into reality. For the shape of the world today does not afford us the luxury of an anemic democracy. And the price that the United States must pay for the continued exploitation of the Negro and other minority groups is the price of its own destruction. People are looking over to the United States today and they're wondering what we are doing about this problem. They're looking over from Asia and Africa. For years, most of these people have been dominated politically, exploited economically, segregated and humiliated by some foreign power. Today they are gaining their independence. More than 1,600,000,000 of the former 1,800,000,000 colonial subjects have their independence today. And they are saying in no uncertain terms that racism and colonialism must go. The hour is late. The clock of destiny is ticking out. We must act now before it is too late. It is trite but urgently true that if America is to remain a first-class nation, she can no longer have second-class citizens. I must hasten to say that we must not solve this problem merely to meet the communist challenge. We must not seek to solve this problem merely to appeal to Asian and African peoples. This problem must be solved in the United States because segregation and discrimination are morally wrong. It must be solved because segregation relegates persons to the status of things and stands against all of the noble principles of our Judeo-Christian heritage. It must be solved not merely because it is diplomatically expedient, but because it is morally compelling. Yes. This must be said all over the world. And I would say that there are some things that we must continue to do in order to make the American dream a reality and save our nation in this hour. And I would like to mention them as briefly as possible and elaborate on them briefly. First, in order to make the American dream a reality, we must seek to make the world dream a reality, and therefore we must begin with a world perspective. Well, you see, the world in which we live is geographically one, and now we are challenged to make it spiritually one. Now, it is true that the geographical oneness of this age in which we live came into being to a large extent through man's scientific ingenuity. A man, through his scientific genius, has been able to dwarf distance and place time in change. Yes, we've been able to carve highways through the stratosphere. And our jet planes have compressed into minutes distances that once took days. Bob Hope has described this new jet age in which we live, and I think he's given an adequate description. He said it is an age in which it is possible to take a nonstop flight from Los Angeles to New York, and if on taking off in Los Angeles you develop hiccups, you will hick in Los Angeles and cup in New York City. You know, it is possible because of the time difference to take a flight from Tokyo, Japan on Sunday morning and arrive in Seattle, Washington on the preceding Saturday night. And when your friends meet you at the airport and ask when you left Tokyo, you will have to say, I left tomorrow. This is the kind of world in which we live. This is a bit humorous, but I'm trying to laugh a basic fact into all of it, and it is simply this. And through our scientific genius, we made of the world a neighborhood. And now through our moral and ethical commitment, we must make of it a brotherhood. We must all learn to live together as brothers, or we will all perish together as fools. This is what we must do. And it simply means that every nation must be concerned about every other nation. Every individual must be concerned about every other individual. Some months ago, Mrs. King and I journeyed over to that great country known as India. I never will forget the experience of talking with and meeting with the great leaders of India, meeting people in the cities and the villages all over that country. A noble and marvelous experience. And I say to you this afternoon, there were those depressing moments. How can one avoid being depressed when he sees with his own eyes millions of people going to bed hungry at night? How can one avoid being depressed when he sees with his own eyes millions of people sleeping on the sidewalks at night? In Calcutta, more than 1 million people sleep on the sidewalks every night. They have no beds to sleep in. They have no houses to go in. How can one avoid being depressed when he discovers that out of India's population of 400 million people, more than 365 million make an annual income of less than $60 a year, and most of these people have never seen a doctor or a dentist? As I noticed these conditions, something within me cried out, can we in America stand idly by and not be concerned? And an answer came, oh no. The destiny of India and the destiny of every other nation is tied up with the destiny of the United States, and the destiny of the United States is tied up with the destiny of India. And I started thinking about the fact that right here in America we spend more than $1 million a day to store surplus food. And I found myself saying, I know where we can store that food free of charge in the wrinkled stomachs of the hundreds and millions of people who go to bed hungry at night. Maybe we've spent far too much of our money in the United States establishing military bases around the world rather than bases of genuine concern and understanding.
All I'm saying is simply this, that all life is interrelated. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly, it affects all indirectly. As long as that is extreme poverty in this world, no man can be totally rich even if he has $1 billion. As long as disease is rampant. As long as disease is rampant and millions of people cannot expect to live more than 28 or 30 years, no one can be totally healthy even if he just got a checkup in the finest clinic of the nation. Strangely enough, I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be, and you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the way the world is made. This is the interrelated structure of reality. John Donne caught it years ago and could place it in graphic terms. No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. Then he goes on toward the end to say, any man's death diminishes me because I am involved in mankind. Therefore, never sin to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. This is the meaning of having a world perspective if we are to realize the American dream. The other point is that we must get rid of the notion once and for all that there are superior and inferior races. We must make it clear all over this land and all over the world that a doctrine of white supremacy has no basis in anthropology, has no basis in scientific thinking, and has no basis in morality. Now, you know, people used to argue, this thing still gets around, people used to argue that the Negro was inferior by nature. And they went back in the Bible and they would get up certain passages in the Bible. It's a strange thing how people will use religion often to justify their prejudices. And they would go back in the Bible and they would say, now the Negro is inferior by nature because of Noah's curse upon the children of Ham. And you know, there was a great philosopher back in Greek philosophy by the name of Aristotle who did a great deal to set up formal logic, and he would have what was known as a major premise, a minor premise, and a conclusion. And so one brother, during the days of slavery, wanted to justify slavery, and he had set his argument up on the framework of Aristotle's thinking. He could say, now, all men are made in the image of God. And then came his minor premise, God, as everybody knows, is not a Negro, therefore the Negro is not a man. This is the kind of reasoning that prevailed. But today, we don't hear these arguments too much. They argue now on more cultural and subtle sociological grounds. The Negro is not culturally ready for integration. And if you integrate schools and if you integrate too much, the Negro will pull the white race back a generation. And then they go on to say, you know, that the Negro is inherently criminal and all of these things. Now, these people never say to us that many of these problems are problems of urban dislocation and that poverty, ignorance, and disease breed crime, whatever the racial group may be, that these conditions are environmental and not racial. And it is a torturous logic to use the tragic results of segregation and discrimination as an argument for the continuation of them. Same to do is to get rid of them. So all of this nation, we must get rid of the notion once and for all if we want to realize the dream that there are superior and inferior races. Now that is the final point that we must, the final thing that we must do in order to realize the American dream. We must continue to engage in creative protest. to break down the barriers of segregation and discrimination. Now I know that there are those people who are the victims of some strange illusions, and they don't believe in the necessity for continued protest. One illusion is a myth of time. They say, just wait and don't push things and be patient and pray and time will work this problem out. You've heard that, I'm sure. These people fail to realize that time is neutral and it can be used positively or negatively. We've seen this myth at work in the South. And the fact is that the segregationists at points have made a much more effective use of time than some other sources of goodwill, even the federal government. And I am convinced that we may have to repent not only for the blatant vitriolic words of the bad people, but for the appalling silence of the good people. Talking about time. We must get rid of the notion that human progress rolls in on the wheels of inevitability. We must come to see that human progress is never inevitable. It comes through the tireless efforts and the persistent work of dedicated individuals, and without this hard work, time itself becomes an ally of the primitive forces of social stagnation. We must make it clear that the time to do right is now, and that the time is always right to do right. Now, the other illusion is the myth of educational determinism, as I call it. You've heard these people say, now you've got to change the hearts of men. That's the only way you can solve it. And I guess that's true. Solve it ultimately. And they'll say, it takes education to solve this problem. It's an educational process. And therefore, it can't be done through legislation. It can't be done through judicial decrees. It can't be done through executive orders by the President of the United States. It must be done through education. Now, I think it's right that education must work in this whole area. But it is both education and legislation, not either legislation or education. Now, it may be true that morality cannot be legislated, but behavior can be regulated. I guess it is true that the law can't make a man love me. Religion and education must do that. But the law can keep him from lynching me, and I think that's pretty important, too. So it means that we must push on in legislation, in the North and in the South. Every state should have a Fair Employment Practice Commission so that there will be no discrimination in this area. Every state needs a fair housing law so that it will be made clear that there can be no discrimination in housing publicly or privately, and that even real estate people who will try to perpetuate this will have to stand before the bar of justice. This must be done all over the United States. Then we must continue to delve deeper into the philosophy of nonviolent resistance. That is something about this method that has power. And I know that there are those who will ridicule it occasionally, but it has worked miracles in the South. It has morality with it because it gives us the opportunity to work to secure moral ends through moral means. This is the morality of it. But it has certain practical consequences. It exposes the moral defenses of the opponent. Somehow weakens his morale, and all at the same time it is working on his conscience. It disarms him, and he just doesn't know what to do with it. If he puts you in jail, that's all right. If he doesn't put you in jail, fine. If he beats you up, that's all right. If he doesn't beat you up, that's all right. If he tries to kill you, all right. You develop the quiet courage of dying, if necessary, without killing. If he tries to threaten you, all right, if he doesn't. And that is something about it which causes the opponent not to know what to do. Now, he would know what to do with violence. He could call out the state militia. He could call out the National Guard and kill hundreds and hundreds of innocent people and argue that they are inciting a riot. They know how to handle violence, but they proved over and over again that they don't know how to handle nonviolence because they throw people... They try to handle it by throwing us in jail. But what happens? We go into the jails of Jackson, Mississippi, and transform these jails from dungeons of shame to havens of freedom and human dignity. Can't stop it. I believe firmly that this is the way. Now, that is another aspect of it, about this method. And people ask me about it all the time. So, what do you mean when you tell us to love these people who are beating on us and bombing our houses and kicking our children around? What in the world do you mean when you say love such people? And I always have to stop and try to define the meaning of love in this area. And interestingly enough, Greek philosophy comes to our aid at this point. There are three words in the Greek language for love. One of them is the word eros. Now, eros is a sort of aesthetic love. The philosopher Plato talks about it a great deal in his dialogues, the yearning of the soul for the realm of the divine. It has come to us to mean a sort of romantic love, and so we all know about eros. We've experienced it. We read about it in the beauties of literature. In a sense, Edgar Allan Poe was talking about eros when he talked about his beautiful Annabel Lee with a love surrounded by the halo of eternity. In a sense, Shakespeare was talking about eros when he said, love is not love, but alters whence alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. It is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempest and is never shaken. It is a star to every wandering bark. You know, I can remember that because I used to quote it to my wife when we were courting. That's eros. That's eros. Then the Greek language talks about phileo, which is another level of love. It is an intimate affection between personal friends. On this level, we love because we are love. We love people that we like. This is friendship. Then the Greek language has another word called agape. Agape is more than romantic love. Agape is more than friendship. Agape is not something affectionate. Agape is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. It is an overflowing love which seeks nothing in return. Theologians would say that it is the love of God operating in the human heart. And when one rises to love on this level, he loves men not because he likes them, but he loves every man because God loves him. He goes on with that. And so he rises to the level of hating the system rather than the individual who is caught up in that system. He loves the person and hates the evil deed. And I think this is what Jesus meant when he said, love your enemies. And I'm happy that he didn't say, like your enemies, because it's pretty difficult to like some people. It's difficult to like people bombing your home and threatening your children and kicking you about. But Jesus says, love them, and love is greater than like. Love is understanding, creative, redemptive goodwill for all men. And somehow, more and more, I've come to believe this. Yes. This is the way that we will get out of this dark night of oppression and make of this nation a better nation. It means that we can stand up and allow the opposition to know that we will not accept injustice. Yes. We will stand up against it with our lives, but we will never stoop down to the level of violence and hatred. And we will come to that point when we will be able to convince him that a new world is emerging. And I tell you this evening that it will give us the right attitude. I know sometimes how discontent we get, and we have a right to get discontent, and how frustrated we get in the process sometimes. But I submit to you this evening that this way of nonviolence will help us not to seek to rise from a position of disadvantage to one of advantage, thus subverting justice. And we will not substitute one tyranny for another. For black supremacy is as dangerous as white supremacy. convinced this afternoon that God is not interested merely in the freedom of black men and brown men and yellow men. God is interested in the freedom of the whole human race and the creation of a society. I believe with this method and this approach, we will be able to win. And finally, as we struggle, we do not struggle alone. It's dark sometimes. It's difficult, particularly for those who are struggling in the Deep South, facing all of the violence and all of the suffering. That is something that consoles us along the way. We are convinced that our cause is right. I return.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds, those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Just like a well-built house needs a good design and plan, so do our lives. This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
Two life coaches. Please join us as we take your questions about designing your life. We'll discuss life planning, following through, and the obstacles that get in the way.
This is your weekly chance to get some answers you've been looking for. We hope you'll join us on The Design Life on WGNU every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
I hope you never lose yourself.
We all know the scenario. You see a for sale sign and think, I want to invest, but real estate is complicated. Well, help is here. Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land of the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
We're the host of WGNU's newest show, Let's Get Wealthy.
Our show provides real techniques for the everyday consumer on how to own a home and build wealth.
Tune in to Let's Get Wealthy every Wednesday at 11 a.m. because today is the day to get wealth for yourself. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Come love with me.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And we have much to talk about. The selection that I played for you, and the reason I play this entire selection for you is, number one, you don't get a chance to hear it. First of all, you don't get a chance to hear it. And secondly, it is the time that you have this day off. Today is a day that you have off, and you have an opportunity to do the hard work. It's the beginning of a new year, 007. It's time to take care of our business and to reflect upon and to act upon the issues that confront us. I think it is a fabulous way to assess the issue of racism from the perspective of Dr. Martin Luther King as a moral issue. I'm looking at some of the ABC has just hired a radio talk show host to do television commentary. This is a talk show host that has said to callers, prove that you're not Muslim by calling Allah a whore. That's what they said on the radio. And ABC, this isn't some public access television station. ABC has hired this commentator for a full-time gig. Racial discrimination, racism is a moral issue. Make no mistake about it. The issues that confront us today, the signs have gone down. It is true. But the practices have gone nowhere. ABC has hired this person. And I can't begin to tell you what they say about black folks. They refer to Barack Obama as a halfakin. Racist. We have business to tend to. There is a forum today, a discussion today, a rally today on the murder, the execution of Jeremy, a 15-year-old mowed down by the police, buried on his birthday. Speaking of birthdays, we as a community must come together and we must engage in the action. This isn't just about talk, this is about action. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, happy birthday. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour with a discussion. Oh, this is another empowering section to listen to Dr. Martin Luther King on sticking together, on keep moving, and on police brutality. All of that in the next hour. Riveting Radio on Martin Luther King's birthday and my birthday, January 15th. We rock. I'll be back. Any simple time will bring, or in peace the heart will sing. Thanks to Martin Luther King.
It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's a
the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. There were two more executions in Iraq. Both men were close associates of Saddam Hussein. One, the former Iraqi leader's half-brother, Barzan al-Tikriti, Saddam's intelligence chief. Barzan's head ripped off during the hanging. Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Daba says that was not the intent.
There was separation between the body of Barzan and the head. This is kind of seldom happened, but it did happen. And there was an act of God, it was a normal process, happened before.
President Bush says he's not backing off his plan to send more than 21,000 additional troops to Iraq, even if most Americans don't agree with it. He thinks it's the best course of action. General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, agrees, but he says Iraq must also do its part.
As with any plan, there are no guarantees of success, and it's not going to happen overnight. But with sustained political support and the concentrated efforts on all sides, I believe that this plan can work.
Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards spoke out against the war in a speech yesterday in New York City.
It is a betrayal not to speak out against an escalation of the war in Iraq.
Edwards spoke at the same church where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. protested the Vietnam War nearly 40 years ago. This is the federal holiday to mark King's birthday. He would have been 78 years old today. Schools are closed, so are banks, and there is no mail delivery. It's cold, really cold across the Midwest, and the system is moving east. ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas braving the latest winter storm.
It was shirt sleeves on Friday.
And froze up pretty good.
Now North Texans are chipping ice from their windshields and battling nasty road conditions.
So the bridges are icy. There's a few people that are still going too fast, but other than that, not a whole lot of traffic yet, so it wasn't too bad.
Luckily, this is a holiday, so most of this area's schools were closed down anyway. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
This is ABC News.
Is your office in disarray? Can't find what you need? Well, Office Depot has great deals on file folders, binders, filing cabinets, shredders, and storage containers. Plus, we have over 800 calendars and planners to keep you up to date. So hurry in. Let Office Depot lend you a hand getting organized. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
I'm Mark Goldston, Chairman and CEO of Net Zero. We started Net Zero 8 years ago to provide the best access at the best price. The Internet's changed a lot since then, and Net Zero's changed with it. We added Norton antivirus, pop-up blockers, and the fastest surfing available over dial-up. And it all downloads in just 2 minutes. We pride ourselves in providing quality Internet access with prices starting at $9.95 a month. Plus, if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days, we'll give you your money back. Call 1-800-NET-ZERO or visit netzero.com.
Do real men, let's make that real, fashionable men, want to be spacemen?
In Milan, designers are showing their creations for next fall for men. And pardon this, but it's out of this world. Dolce & Gabbana says it'll be space age glitter. The show is themed 2001 A Space Odyssey. And male models in spacesuit style zip heavy jumpsuits in whites and metallic colors strode down the catwalk.
I'm sorry, Dave.
That's Chuck.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
But beware, neckties were razor thin in black, gold, and gunmetal over white shirts. The 80s again, or the 60s?
Danger, danger, Will Robinson.
No, it's Chuck Severson, ABC News.
The producers of the hit ABC TV show Lost met with network bosses over the weekend to talk about an end date for the series. No, there are no plans at this point to cancel it. But the creators say they need a general idea of just how long the network thinks it might run so they can plot out what will ultimately happen to the survivors and the others. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
It's time for another WGNU News update. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news this morning, the Belleville woman who bilked thousands of dollars in Hurricane Katrina relief funds will be sentenced Wednesday. Tina Marie Winston was to have been sentenced Friday, but the judge handling the sentencing was still hearing a different case. Winston, 34, who also calls herself Tina Gilmore, pleaded guilty to taking over $5,000 in Federal Emergency Management Agency monies after claiming she had lost two young daughters and had been displaced by the Katrina disaster. Turned out there were no children. Winston really moved to Belleville from Arkansas. In other news, the St. Louis Sewer District has until March 31st now to shut down the Baumgartner Lagoon. The state had told the district to close the lagoon by the end of last year. move the sewage to the new sewage treatment plant along Fine Road in Oakville. A series of setbacks in the construction of the new facility in Oakville caused the delay, and the State Department of Natural Resources granted the extension. Meanwhile, in Illinois, the state's regional office building in Collinsville is getting $372,000 to replace its emergency generator and to replace its underground fuel storage tank. The building houses offices for the Department of Transportation, Central Management Services, and the State Police. It was built back in 1986. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's this hour's update of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270. You got a bit of slowdown there. Northbound Route 3 on the Poplar Street Bridge. That approach is looking good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Granville Pit 3 Landing is on the move. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect no delays. Northbound 270 at 44 and Big Bend is rolling steady. Eastbound 40 between Spady and McKnight. And again, between 141 and Mason, you can expect some slowdowns there. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 255, 270 interchange looking good. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley is on the move. And westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge all the way through Chain of Rocks is on the move. And eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, you can expect no delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your weather for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. For today, cloudy, slight chance of rain or freezing rain this morning, and a chance of flurries and patchy ice this afternoon with a high in the lower 30s, but it'll be falling towards the afternoon hours. Cloudy, colder, with a low around 15 this evening. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-20s. Then on Wednesday, not quite as cold, mostly sunny, but a high only in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are hovering at 34 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 34 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We're celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday and Miss Brown's birthday. That's on the way. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Today is the birthday of Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, January 15th, 1929 to April 4th, 1968. The song that you just heard is obviously a happy birthday song, but maybe you don't know the history of it, written by Stevie Wonder, and dedication to Martin Luther King's birthday. And I love some of the lines in this. I just never understood how a man who died for good could not have a day that would be set aside for his recognition, because it should never be, just because some cannot see the dream as clear as he, and that they should make it become an illusion. The time is overdue for people like me and you to know, who know the way to truth is love and unity to all God's children. It doesn't make much sense. There ought to be the law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Because we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time that we can set aside to show just how much we love you. Stevie Wonder's words on Martin Luther King's birthday. My name is Liz Brown. Cecilia, good morning.
Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Happy birthday, Liz Brown.
Thank you so much.
And Hotep to you.
Thank you.
What was being heard this morning, what he said about education, oh, my God, here we are today. So keep up the great work, and we still got a lot of work to do in our community.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you for your thoughtfulness. Oh, my name is Liz Brown. We will be back. We're going to listen to Martin Luther King talking about how we need to stick together, work together to make this happen. Also about we need to keep moving. Also about Martin Luther King on police brutality, all of that, and much, much more. Looking for your comments as well at 877-920-WGNU 454-0400. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson, inviting you to join me every Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. You'll hear stories of people just like you who are overcoming obstacles and making a difference in the lives of others. You're invited to share your thoughts. You know people are what matter most to me, and I enjoy talking with you and helping you reach your highest goals. Join me for the Laurie Fulkerson Show, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU. We're here to discuss what matters most to you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Nobody knows it. Turn me round, ain't gonna let nobody know it. Turn me round, keep on a walking.
talking dirty. Keep on a talking dirty. Marching at the freedom day.
Hang on a let segregation loaded.
Turn me round, turn me round. Turn me round, hang on a let segregation loaded. Turn me round and keep on a walking, yeah. Keep on a talking, yeah. Marching at the freedom day.
Hang on a let no jailhouse loaded.
Turn me round, turn me round. Turn me round, ain't gonna let no jailhouse. Turn me round and keep on a walking, Lord. Keep on a talking, Lord. Marching at the freedom day.
No nervous, nearly loaded.
Turn me round, turn me round, turn me round. Ain't gonna let no nervous, nearly loaded. Turn me round, keep on a walking, yeah, yeah. Keep on a talking, yeah. Marching out to freedom, yeah.
Hang on a let you pistol loaded.
Turn me round, turn me round.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Those are the SNCC. SNCC. Freedom Singers. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call on Martin Luther King's birthday. Born January 15th, that is the date today, 1929. Murdered, executed, killed on April 4th, 1968. Wasn't even 40 years old.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thank you, Howard. It is my birthday. I wasn't born in 1929, but thank you very much. These are our challenging times for all of us. I started the show off with a conversation that Dr. Martin Luther King was having about his daughter. Daughter wanting to go to Funtown and why she couldn't go because of the color of her skin. And his dream or his goal was to make certain that his daughter and her daughters could go to Funtown too. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? The challenges that confront us and face us are born out of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. The circumstances that we find ourselves in with respect to the racism, the crimes committed against us. In the name of color. Oh, there's class warfare, too. There's no doubt about it. There is sexism, no doubt about it. But fundamentally, at the root of all of this, is a hatred. And we need to talk about what we're supposed to do to confront this and to address this. And I'm going to share with you in just one second here about sticking together. What we are supposed to do as a community, sticking together. Let me get to some of your calls. Kathy.
Yes, Liz, I was thinking about Dr. King, part of his speech where talked about the promissory note,
mm-hmm.
how America has reneged on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking also about Dr. Du Bois, how he said the way we progress is according to how well we teach our children to think.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Dr. Carter G. Wilson. He said it's time for us to do our own thing about policing, protecting, and moving forward, writing our own history.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell the youth out there, please come to the forum. And don't give up hope because we are going to do something about our Jeremy.
The forum
and happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Kathy. And that forum today is at 12 o'clock at the West End Community Center. That's at Union and Del Mar.
Union and Del Mar.
All right.
Okay, please tell the youth to come.
Absolutely.
Take care, Leah.
All right, take care, Kathy.
God bless you. Bye.
God bless you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Let's hit it, Howard. Let's hit it. why we have to stick together.
One day after finishing school, I was called to a little church down in Montgomery, Alabama. And I started preaching there. Things were going well in that church. It was a marvelous experience. But one day, a year later, a lady by the name of Rosa Parks decided that she wasn't going to take it any longer. She stayed on a bus seat. And you may not remember it because it's way back now, several years, but it was the beginning of a movement where 50,000 black men and women refused absolutely to ride the city buses, and we walked together for 381 days.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what we got to learn in the North. The Negroes have to learn to stick together. We stuck together. We sent out the call. No Negro rode the buses. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in my life. And the people of Montgomery asked me to serve as the spokesman. And as the president of the new organization, the Montgomery Improvement Association, that came into being to lead the boycott, I couldn't say no. Then we started our struggle together. Things were going well for the first few days, but then, about 10 or 15 days later, after the white people in Montgomery knew that we meant business, they started doing some nasty things. They started making nasty telephone calls, and came to the point that some days more than 40 telephone calls would come in threatening my life, the life of my family, the life of my children. I took it for a while in a strong manner, but I never will forget one night very late. It was around midnight. And you can have some strange experiences at midnight.
Yes, sir.
I had been out meeting with the steering committee all that night. And I came home.
Lord, yes.
My wife was in the bed, and I immediately crawled into bed to get some rest, to get up early the next morning to try to keep things going. And immediately, the telephone started ringing, and I picked it up. On the other end was an ugly voice. That voice said to me in substance, "Nigger, we are tired of you and your mess now. And if you aren't out of this town in 3 days, we're gonna blow your brains out and blow up your house."
Lord Jesus.
I've heard these things before, but for some reason that night it got to me. I turned over and I tried to go to sleep, but I couldn't sleep.
Lord Jesus.
I was frustrated, bewildered. Then I got up and went back to the kitchen, and I started warming some coffee, thinking that coffee would give me a little relief. And then I started thinking about many things. I pulled back on the theology and philosophy that I had just studied in the universities, trying to give philosophical and theological reasons for the existence and the reality of sin and evil, but the answer didn't quite come there. I sat there and thought about a beautiful little daughter who had just been born about a month earlier. We have four children now, but we only had one then. She was the darling of my life. I'd come in night after night and see that little gentle smile. And I sat at that table thinking about that little girl and thinking about the fact that she could be taken away from any minute. And I started thinking about a dedicated, devoted, and loyal wife who was over there asleep. She could be taken from me, I could be taken from her. And I got to the point that I couldn't take it any longer. I was weak. And something said to me, you can't call on Daddy now. He's up in Atlanta, 175 miles away. You can't even call on Mama now. You got to call on that something in that person that your daddy used to tell you about. That power that can make a way out of no way. I discovered then that religion had to become real to me, and I had to know God for myself. And I bowed down over that cup of coffee. I never will forget it. Oh, yes, I prayed a prayer, and I prayed out loud that night. I said, Lord, I'm down here trying to do what's right. I think I'm right. I think the cause that we represent is right. But, Lord, I must confess that I'm weak now. I'm faltering. I'm losing my courage. It seemed at that moment that I could hear an inner voice saying to me, Martin Luther, stand up for righteousness. Stand up for justice. Stand up for truth. And lo, I will be with you even until the end of the world. I tell you, I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus saying, still to fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. Promise never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Sometimes I feel discouraged. And I don't mind telling you this morning that sometimes I feel discouraged. I felt discouraged in Chicago. As I moved through Mississippi and Georgia and Alabama, I feel discouraged. Living every day under the threat of death, I feel discouraged sometimes. Living every day under extensive criticism, even from Negroes, I feel discouraged sometimes. Yes, sometimes I feel discouraged and feel my works in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. God bless you.
We will be back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. It's Martin Luther King's birthday. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and weather. Eastbound 44, Soccer Park and 270 is on the move. Northbound Route 3, that approach on the Poplar Street Bridge, expect no delays. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling well from the gravel pit in the Laclede's Landing. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason is on the move. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight is on the move as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill is moving well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect no delays. And westbound Kingbridge traffic, westbound Kingbridge traffic, no problem there. Westbound 270, look for no problems rolling in from Chain of Rocks all the way into North County. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley is on the move. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, expect no delays. Now a quick look at your weather for today: cloudy, slight chance of rain or freezing rain this morning, and a chance of flurries this afternoon with a high in the lower 30s, but it'll be dropping in the afternoon. This evening, cloudy, colder with a low around 15. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day, high in the mid-20s, and Wednesday, not quite as cold, partly to mostly sunny with a high only in the upper 30s. Currently, we only have overcast skies. Our current temperature sits at 34 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting overcast skies and 34 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. More riveting talk radio with the birthday girl herself. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after your $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
You in need of financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Robani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Deter me from continuing to fight with all my energies for the freedom of my people. And there's no need for me to cry because I've been captured. But there's all the more reason to be strong and keep fighting. During the time I was participating in the efforts to free the Soledad brothers, I continually warned that any one of us could be set up as the next target of the government's policy of repression. Of the repression of black revolutionaries. I'm in prison, but like Malcolm said, all black people, excepting a few who have betrayed us, are in prison. And like Huey said, they're maximum security jails and minimum security jails. The latter constitute the condition of the majority of black people, but many among us are locked up in the dungeons across the country. 95% of us here in the women's house of detention are black and Puerto Rican. I am with my people, and we are going to continue to fight inside the dungeon.
The voice of Angela Davis. My name is Liz Brown. Today is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15th, 1929. We have, we're listening this morning to his words, trying to dissect them and make them connective to where we are The last piece of Dr. Martin Luther King was so compelling to me because he talked about his own fear. And I think about that what he faced. And I think about what we face. I think about what we face with this from the top, with a government that has taken away and attempting to take away our free speech. We have a Secretary of State, just like Angela Davis was just talking about. I'm not Secretary of State. We have a U.S. Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez, who is advocating that our government be able to find out exactly every website that we visit, all of us, on a hit list. There's a guy in the White House who believes that he should be able to tap into your phone line just because he feels like it, under the guise of terrorism. We have people in the city of St. Louis right now that it's been reported to me that they're trying to meet right now to create a three-person board, to select people for a three-person board to eliminate your vote on who you want on your school board. They're huddling right now in some private place. Francis Slay has cobbled together a handful of greedy politicians who have no interest in the children, the 87% children of African descent in the St. Louis public schools. They don't care about them. They want the money that's attached to their body, just like enslavement. They don't care about the people. They cared about the money that was attached to their body, what they could get from them for free. That's exactly what Francis Slay is doing on Martin Luther King's birthday. So when Francis Slay stands up on those steps at the old courthouse where African people were enslaved and sold as chattel, and he wants to open his mouth and utter the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, you need to respond to that. You need to respond to that. You need to turn your back. You need to boo him because it is absolutely reprehensible. On the same day that he wants to get up on those steps and utter lies about how he feels about a reverend. No. He's not even uttering lies. This is a political act designed to say something about Francis Slay that is not true. And that is the sin and the shame and the reprehensible act attached to the birthday of this man. That politicians whose entire career has been built upon the idea and the concept of assaulting people of African descent. I'm not talking about throwing eggs at their houses. I'm not talking about spitting on African people, literally. I'm talking about acts that make certain that there is, like Abraham Lincoln said. Now, I'm not saying that there is a superior or inferior race, but if there is a decision about who is superior and who is inferior, I'm of the mind that the white man is superior to the African man. That's what Abraham Lincoln said. That's what he said. It's the same thought process of Francis Slay. Understand the symmetry of this thing. On Martin Luther King's birthday, he is meeting with Jim Shrewsbury to take away your right to vote on your own elected school board members. Francis Slay is meeting right now. This white man is meeting with another white man on behalf of another white man to pick the people to run your school board, even though you've elected people. He's trying to nullify your vote. He's trying to take you back 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 years. Right now, on Martin Luther King's birthday, Francis Slay is scheming to take you back and take away your right to vote. Oh, we have business to attend to today. On the steps of the old courthouse, Francis Lay, it has the nerve and the gall to open his mouth and utter the words Martin Luther King. It makes you want to spit. You need to handle your business. You need to handle your business. Creative disobedience. Creative protest. My name is Liz Brown. We have business to tend to. We ain't done here. We ain't done here. We ain't done here. Stay with me.
Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Do you think you've been discriminated against at work or when applying for a job? It's unlawful for an employer to harass you or treat you differently because of race, color, gender, national origin, age, religion, pregnancy, or disability. The law also protects you against retaliation for complaining about discrimination. Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission anytime, any day. 1-800-669-4000. Equality at work. You're right. EEOC's job. Something for you from WGNU.
Hi, this is Lethea Owens with a personal invitation to join me for Motivational Mondays, where your dreams become reality. Part of Women Inspiring Women every Monday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU. I believe when you follow your purpose, you have no choice but to be phenomenally successful, because all of the resources and opportunities you need become attracted to you. So join me, Lethea Owens, for Motivational Mondays, part of Women Inspiring Women, every Monday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM 920. 20 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Stand up for your rights. This is Liz Brown 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. It's Martin Luther King's birthday today. We have much business to tend to. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday to Reverend Dr. King.
Happy birthday to Reverend Dr. Yes. Martin Luther King.
And definitely happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes, bringing the knowledge. Thank you so much. Be strong, my sister.
All right.
You fight that we are going.
That's fact.
I was calling to try to find out those speeches and excerpts you were playing to Dr. King. How can one go about finding them?
Well, I have some CDs of different speeches that I've been able to find and cobble together. So they're out there. I can give you the names of those in just a second. Here, I'll put that out during the next break, if you don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy your birthday.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that there is a forum, a rally, a conversation today about the murder of Jeremy, murdered by police. Why is he dead? Because he's black. When everything else is stripped away, he's dead because he's a black child. When everything else is stripped away, there's one reason that he is dead. He's dead because he's a black child. He was in his community. School was out. Riding in the car. That his friend's mother rented. Nice car. It was a late model car. New car. And when the cops saw him, they just knew that he's stolen. Why? Because he's a black child riding in the car. When the police, after the police executed this baby, while this baby was lying on his back, he got on his knees in surrender position, and the cop just fired until the baby was dead, and then he walked up to him and kicked him over and fired some more. Jeremy Robinson, murdered on December 9th. No, murdered on December 29th and buried on January 9th, his birthday. Murdered at 15, buried on 16, at 16. And Howard, I just want to do Martin Luther King on police brutality. Do number three, because I want you to hear Martin Luther King on police brutality. And the 8 a.m. number three, because Martin Luther King spoke out against that, talked about it. Enlightened people on it. And we have to do the same. Today at 12 o'clock at the West End Community Center, there will be a gathering on this issue of police brutality, murder by cops. Go ahead, Howard.
If you can accept it, you will leave those state troopers glutted with their own barbarity. If you can accept it, you will do something that will transform conditions here in Alabama. And so I'm not worried this afternoon, however dark it may be, however difficult it may be. I know that it is true, the truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne.
Yes, sir.
That is another part of that great statement. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. The Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow.
You shall reap what you sow. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. When Francis Slay, on Martin Luther King's birthday, huddles in a corner with Jim Shrewsbury, who wants to be reelected by you, by the way, who's running for reelection right now, when they huddle together on Martin Luther King's birthday, along with Matt Blunt, to come together to find out a way to put make appointments to take away your right to vote. You shall reap what you sow. There's a new day coming. It is unacceptable for a Jim Shrewsbury to be reelected after gathering. If he's doing this on Martin Luther King's birthday, what do you think he's doing the other 364 days a year? Okay, if he would do this on his day off and on Martin Luther King's birthday, if he would huddle together with Francis Slay and Baby Boy Blunt, if he would huddle together with them today to figure out a way to nullify your vote and to put names out there, what they're going to do is float names of some folks. They're going to try to play you and say, it's going to be in their hands. We know who the puppet is, and we know who's pulling the strings. They think we stupid. We know who the puppets are and who's pulling the strings. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. Happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you.
To you, and good morning. Liz, I'm going to speak in terms of Martin Luther King Jr. here. I stutter. Bear with me rather briefly. I pray and hope that the United States military relieve the president commander-in-chief of his duties and to move the chair, the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, as president for 2 years. And we hope that she does the right thing. She does the right thing to end this war like Vietnam and to hold hearings on the matter and to usher in a new health care issue for this nation, to eliminate the FDA because they support the pharmaceutical companies. They have to go. Socialized medicine is possible in the name of Martin Luther King Jr.
Thank you, Clark. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Mr. Davis, good morning.
Good morning, number one fabulous Liz Brown.
Good morning, Mr. Davis.
Happy birthday,
thank you.
Liz.
Thank
on
you.
On the great person's birthday.
Oh, you know, how cool is that?
Yes.
How cool
I'm
is that?
I'm telling you, that is what you call real faith, Liz. And we will see you at 12 noon on the steps.
Very good.
All right then, Liz.
Thank
see you.
You
then.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Davis. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back in the third or the fourth and final hour of the wake up call. My name is Liz Brown. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. I'll be back. I'll take some of your calls, some more of your calls too. So stay with me.
David Woods, he said, aside. AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alding. You're going to need that ice scraper if you live anywhere from Michigan to Texas today. A huge winter storm has left much of the nation's midsection a frozen mess. Now, this is not your average ice storm, and ABC's Ann Compton says the president knows that.
By declaring there is an emergency in Oklahoma, one of the first states paralyzed by the ice storms, President Bush is dispatching FEMA with help for the local and state governments. Oklahoma was the scene of a tragic road accident that took more than a half dozen lives in the ice. The other states feeling the brunt of the weather can be expected to request federal aid, for which the federal government pays 75% of the emergency costs. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
That same system is expected to send temperatures in the Northeast into the deep freeze this week.
It splits up into two parts. One of them stays a little icy in the Southwest. The other one pushes an awful lot of rain mixed with some ice and even some heavy snow into northern New England.
ABC's Sam Champion in Chicago. The U.S. commander in Iraq says it will be a while before we see significant results from the new security plan for Baghdad. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmi Khalilzad, agrees, and he says Iraq's new government has pledged to help.
All who break the law will be targeted. There will be no sanctuary for criminals or murderers. Any killer, no matter who he is, will be pursued.
In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, President Bush said he knows the plan is not popular with many Americans, but he says he believes it's the best course of action.
I have a dream.
The nation honors slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. today. This would have been his 78th birthday. He's best known for his I Have a Dream speech, which you're now hearing. He delivered it on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1963. He was shot to death 5 years later. This is ABC News.
Is your office in disarray? Can't find what you need? Well, Office Depot has great deals on file folders, binders, filing cabinets, shredders, and storage containers. Plus, we have over 800 calendars and planners to keep you up to date. So hurry in. Let Office Depot lend you a hand getting organized. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Whoa, Office Depot!
I'm Mark Goldston, Chairman and CEO of Net Zero. We started Net Zero 8 years ago to provide the best access at the best price. The Internet's changed a lot since then, and Net Zero has changed with it. We added Norton antivirus, pop-up blockers, and the fastest surfing available over dial-up. And it all downloads in just 2 minutes. We pride ourselves in providing quality Internet access with prices starting at $9.95 a month. Plus, if you're not satisfied within the first 30 days, we'll give you your money back. Call 1-800-NET-ZERO or visit netzero.com.
Meet the new grandmothers. Suffice it to say, they're not your mother's grandma. Here's ABC's Daniela Villata.
And they're all 50 years and older. They're the hot pink grannies who play in the Iowa Granny Basketball League, one of dozens that have sprung up across the country. For some, it's an opportunity to stay fit and socialize. For others, it's a once-denied chance to compete. But there are risks. Because it's such a physically demanding sport, doctors say older players risk cardiovascular problems, and some may aggravate existing arthritis conditions, which is why most leagues require doctor approval before joining. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a comet. Comet McNaught, to be specific. It's 100 times brighter than Halley's Comet. And if you miss it tonight, you're out of luck because it won't be back for millions of years. The drama Stomp the Yard stepped right into the top spot at the box office over the weekend, earning $22 million. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
It's time for this hour's WGNU News Update. I'm Peyton Colston. Checking the news this morning. In Wentzville, some older and disabled residents will be getting some money back from their utility taxes. The Wentzville Board of Aldermen recently passed a measure giving residents 65 and older, or those totally disabled and having an income of less than $36,900, or $42,200 for a couple, rebates on natural gas, electric, and phone bills. Meanwhile, over in Illinois, Governor Rob Blagojevich is ordering the state government to buy cars and trucks that can run on biodiesel fuels or on E85. Officials with the state of Illinois say most Prisoner transport vans, fleet cars, and snowplows can run on the biofuels. Some state lawmakers say Illinois government should do all it can to create a demand for biofuels, since Illinois produces ethanol and biodiesel. The bill, co-sponsored by Missouri Congressman Lacey Clay, gradually would increase the federal minimum wage to $7.25 per hour. The act's part of the new Democratic majority's 100 hours agenda. The increase would come in three steps over the next 26 months. Congressman Clay pointed to historical data that shows the last increase in the minimum wage back in 1997 was followed by the strongest economic growth in three decades. And finally, at this hour, today's the last day for Madison County, Illinois residents to take their Christmas trees to the free drop-off sites. The list of sites can be found on the Madison County Recycles website. Trees must be stripped of decorations before they can be disposed of. The number for more information is 618-296-6664. I'm Peyton Colston, and that's this hour's update of WGNU News.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Traffic this hour, westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect some delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, final push for this morning. Westbound 270 is looking good, rolling into North County. Eastbound 70 is moving well in the St. Charles area. Eastbound 40 is still moving well from 270 into the 170 interchange. Northbound 270 on either side of 44 is looking good. Northbound 270 around the 70 mark, you can expect some delays in the right lane as you're exiting onto Highway 70. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Wednesday. Cloudy, slight chance of rain or freezing rain this morning, then a chance of flurries and patchy freezing drizzle throughout the day with a high in the lower 30s. The temps will be falling in the afternoon. For this evening, colder, cloudy with a low around 15. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the mid-20s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high only in the upper 30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we are holding at 35 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 35 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. It's her birthday as well as Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, so let's celebrate. She's up next. More riveting radio with her right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Dr. Martin Luther, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. That's Stevie Wonder's happy birthday to you. It's on his Hotter Than July CD. It's in dedication to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, written back in the 1980s before the holiday was finalized and committed to. Happy birthday to you. Welcome to the wake-up call. You're on the air.
Hi, Ms. Liz.
Hi, Malik. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So you're not in school today, huh?
Mm-mm.
What are you going to be doing today?
Going to after school care.
Uh-huh. Very good. You know whose birthday it is today, too?
Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's right. And what do you know about Dr. Martin Luther King?
He helped stop segregation.
Oh, listen to you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Malik, thank you so much, sweetie, for calling me on my birthday. That is so thoughtful.
You're welcome.
All right. You have a great day, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye, Malik. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ah, love the babies. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I put this on your calendar, folks, if you have some time. On the 20th at 1 o'clock, I will be part of a panel. I will be part of a panel on education. And this is a community forum entitled Pertinent Issues Affecting Public Education. I will be speaking on the issue of an onslaught attack on public education, contrived or necessary. That's what I will be speaking on. And this will be moderated by Bonita Cornute. She's a moderator of KTVI Channel 2. John Moten, the St. Louis Black Leadership Roundtable, will also be there. Bert Schulte, the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Education and Secondary Education, will also be there. Senator Rita Days will also be on the panel. And Ron Jackson, St. Louis Public School Board member, will also be on the panel. You don't want to miss this. This is on the 20th of January at the New Sunny Mount Missionary Baptist Church at 4700 West Florissant, in the corner of West Florissant and Shreve here in the city of St. Louis. Light refreshments will be available. There's plenty of parking. Your presence is essential. You need to hear about the pertinent information from credible sources on this issue. If you have any questions, you can call 374-5045. That's 374-5045. I'm going to be on this panel, and it is entitled Pertinent Issues Affecting Public Education. The forum begins at 1 and ends at 2:30. You need to be there. It's going to be something else. Put it on your calendar. We're trying to plan things out. You know me. I'm trying to plan your life anyway. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. More from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King when I get back. Stay with me.
Is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds. Those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work, to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793.
Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call.
If we must die, let it not be like hogs, hunted and penned in an inglorious pot, while round us bark the mad and hungry dogs, making their mock at our accursed lot. If we must die, oh, let us nobly die, so that our precious blood may not be shed in vain. Then even the monsters we defy shall be constrained to honor us, though dead. O kinsmen, we must meet the common foe. Though far outnumbered, let us show us brave, and for their thousand blows deal one death blow. What though before us lies the open grave? Like men, we'll face the murderous, cowardly pack, pressed to the wall, dying but fighting back.
Claude McKay, If We Must Die. We need to listen to Martin Luther King, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And there is so much and that we need to reflect upon on this day. There is so much that we need to talk about on this day. And I want to share with you Martin Luther King, Black Power Defined. Martin Luther King said, "We need organizations that are permeated with mutual trust, incorrigibility, and militancy. Without this spirit, we may have numbers, but we will add up to zero. We need organizations that are responsible, efficient, and alert. We will prevail because our need for progress is stronger than the ignorance that was forced upon us. If we realize how indispensable is responsible militant organization to our struggle, we will create it as we manage to create the underground railroads, the protest groups, the self-help societies and churches that have always been our refuge, our source of hope, and our source of action." Do you hear what he is saying? We need organizations that have militancy. We must create responsible militant organization to our struggle. And I would have to say that I would be on the militant side of the organizational struggle, just knowing me. I would have to say that. And also Martin Luther King has said, "We have to create leaders who embody virtues that we can respect, who have moral and ethical principles we can applaud with an enthusiasm that enables us to rally support for them based on confidence and trust. We will have to demand high standards and give consistent, loyal support to those who merit it. We will have to be a reliable constituency for those who prove themselves to be committed political warriors on our behalf. When our movement has partisan political personality in whose unity with their people is unshakable and whose independence is genuine, they will be treated with the respect that those who embody such power deserve. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Hmm. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is Reverend Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King's birthday. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. My name is Dorothy Irvin.
Hi, Dorothy Irvin.
And I have been listening to you for quite some time, and I never have called there.
Well, welcome.
But I also been to the Black Expo, and you were on a panel.
All right.
And I was trying to get a chance to say hello to you, never got a chance to get close. And then I said, this morning I'm going to call and wish you a happy birthday. And Dr. Martin Luther King, I was in a part of some of the things that went on. I was in Memphis when he was helping the trash collector.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Memphis and got really, we got really talked bad to at Woolworth there. But there until we got a soda.
And Dorothy, can you just share with us that moment? Because when people say we were talked bad to, I think everybody has their own concept of what that means. What did they say?
Because I was an Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. I'm an AKA. And we were having our meeting there. And there was thousands of people there. And we took a walk with the president. It was three of us, three ladies, young ladies. And we took a walk down to Woolworth. And when we went to Woolworth, we went in there. It was very, very hot. And we went in there, to get a soda. We weren't really trying them or anything. And we stood there. And when they finally got a seat, we finally got a seat at the counter. We sat there. And the white people, there were three back there. And they waited on about 10 people. Ignoring us. And Vivian said, she was our president at that time, and she said, may we get some service? And she said, we don't serve niggers here. And she said, we're going to sit here until we get service. And we did sat there. We were in a heat for a moment, because we thought anything could happen to us, but we were not afraid.
How old were you?
I was like 20, because I moved to St. Louis when I was 24. So I was a sophomore at Jackson State. I was young.
Mm.
I was a young person. But we had the nerve to stay there, and we got service, And it was so hostile. It was such an environment I never will forget it.
Mm.
How the hostility was. It was just terrible.
Do you have children?
I have one daughter working on her PhD.
And do you tell her that story?
Oh my God, she knows everything. She has her master's degree in African American history from Duke University.
Go ahead on.
So she's teaching at Villa now, so she's doing real good. But she knows all about it. I tried to tell the Sunday school. I'm involved with the Sunday school and everything. I try to tell the children. I got a lot of God kids, that like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them the things that happened and how important they are and how important the struggle was that Dr. Martin Luther King opened doors for us, Because
mm-hmm.
I want to be sure that we know that, because I was at Jackson State. We never got a chance to pick up our degree because of the riot.
Mm.
They had to mail my Bachelor of Science degree to me because we were in the middle of that. My daddy came for me in the middle of the night because the riot started at JSU.
Mm. After the murder of Martin Luther King.
Yes, it was terrible.
Mm.
It was terrible. Everybody went crazy. We couldn't have graduation. Somebody said, you didn't. I said, no, I didn't invite anybody to my graduation because I didn't get one.
Mm.
But they mailed out diplomas that year.
All right now.
Yeah, so God bless you and happy birthday to you as well. And I'll probably be at New Sunny Mountain. I'm going to try to get a chance to say hi to you and tell you who I am.
Very good. Thank you, Dorothy.
All right, and God bless you.
God bless you.
Mm, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. And also, this show is archived at whiterosesociety.org. So if you've missed an hour, go ahead and get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, Liz. Life is good. How you doing?
Hey, Vader. How are you?
Oh, man. Just hanging in there. Just want to let you know that everything with my friend's arbitration went great.
All right.
In his favor.
Very good.
I'm going to tell you more about that, once the final verdict come in March. I was talking to some friends, and we were just looking at the current racism that's going on. And one friend said that he's not going downtown to the Martin Luther King celebration because he said it makes him mad to see a lot of our politicians celebrating Martin Luther King's Day with the same racist politicians that are, you know, stabbing us in the back and stabbing us in the front. And once the Martin Luther King holiday and celebration is over with, it's business as usual. Martin Luther King's dream and vision and everything, that this should be a lifestyle, not just something, you know, we celebrate. You know, I'm talking about some of us, but a lot of us live it and breathe it 24/7.
I think that there are all kinds of ways to engage in what Martin Luther King referred to as creative protests.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that a person like Francis Slay is booed on this
God.
Day.
He's a devil.
I'm not even going to say that, but what he needs to be booed, and there needs to be protests organized and directed at him. People should take this opportunity. It's
mm-hmm.
one way to stay at home and say, I'm not going to be part of it. It's another way of going down there and making it clear that on this day that you do not have the authority, his name should not come out your mouth. And if it does, you should receive resistance when you do that. I'm encouraging people to go down there and to boo Francis and turn their back on him.
But you know what, Liz, you put it like that, I'm going to have to be as usual, when I have a conversation with you, and I have to think it over again, you all right. But, you know, on my end, I'm going to, you know, do some stuff on my end, and, you know, those brothers and sisters on that end, because, you know, a lot of us, there's many different phases where we're doing our stuff to keep things going. Like you said, you know, the revolution is on. It never rests. It never sleeps. You know, we have to keep it going. And also, on behalf of a lot of us in the African community, I just want to say this show is very important. This show is so important. It's like you can't even have your breakfast without it.
That's so sweet. Thank you, sir.
This show is important because the Sunday shows that's geared toward the black community, lens, there's no substance there. And one of the shows is only dealing with foolishness, and this particular show sides with the wrong side of justice. And a lot of our people, we got to be careful. Liz's show is the truth, all the way from beginning to end.
Thank
you. You can't
so
dispute
much.
It.
Thank
I'm
you
out of
so
here
much.
Like a bounce check.
Take care. 187.
Francis Slate, you got to go. Veronica O'Brien, you got to go. See you then.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
I love Dr. King, but I'm a possessed Malcolm X. You have a nice day.
All right now. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break, folks, and when we come back, we're going to hear some more words from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. My name is Liz Brown. Happy birthday to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. I know.
Happy the wine already?
Happy birthday. I'll be back.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Slaves are essentially things with no rights, political, social, domestic, or religious. The absolute victims of all but irresponsible power. For the slave, there is no home, no love, no hope, no help. And what is life without hope? No writer can describe the slave's life. It cannot be told. The fullest description ever given to the world does but skim over the surface of this subject. You may infer something of the state of society in the southern states when I tell you that there are 800,000 mulattoes, 9/10 of whom are the children of white fathers, and these are constantly sold by their parents, for the slave follows the conditions of the mother. Hence we see every shade of complexion amongst the slaves. To describe to you the miserable poor whites of the South, I need only quote the words of Mr. Helper, a Southerner, in his most important work on slavery, and the testimony also of a Virginian gentleman of my acquaintance. The 5 millions of poor whites are, most of them, in as gross a state of ignorance as Mrs. Stowe's Topsy in Uncle Tom's Cabin. The free people of the northern states are, for no crime, but merely the fact of complexion, deprived of all political and social rights. Whatever wealth or eminence in intellect and refinement they may attain to, they are treated as outcasts. The white men and women who identify themselves with them are sure to be insulted in the grossest manner. I do not ask your political interference in any way. This is a moral question.
This is a moral question, which brings us right back to the very question and statement made by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King this morning. Discrimination is a moral issue. It's a moral question. And for it to be reduced simply down into a political one, doesn't get us to where we need to go. How do you stand on the morality of discrimination? And morality speaks to big and little issues. Morality isn't simply about the big steal of an Enron or a WorldCom. Morality also applies to whether or not you take a pencil from your office, from someone's office that doesn't belong to you, knowing that you're taking it. Morality involves all acts, great and small. Discrimination, racism, involves all acts, great and small. It is a great act of racism. It's a great collective act of racism. Because with racism, it goes there is this collective component. It is this collective component that real estate agents that refuse to show you a home in the African community and steer you to the areas where white people have fled in order to fill those areas up, that is an act of racial discrimination. Collectively, it has a huge impact. My name is Liz Brown. Today is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, January 15th. An important day for me as well, because that is also my birthday. How blessed is that? Today is January 15th and the birthday of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. We're taking some time to understand and to feel and to be empowered on the issue of the issues raised by a man who didn't even get to see 40 because he was murdered. We need to talk. We need to feel Reverend Martin Luther King's voice, because we got to keep moving. We got to keep moving. Let's hear it, Howard.
Dr. Martin Luther King.
Thank you very kindly, my very dear friends. These churches are really loaded tonight. Never in the history of this nation have so many people been arrested for the cause of freedom and human dignity. You know there are approximately 2,500 people in jail right now. Now let me say this. The thing that we are challenged to do is to keep this movement moving. There is power in unity, and there's power in numbers. As long as we keep moving like we are moving, the power structure of Birmingham will have to give in. And we are probably nearer to a solution of this problem than we are able to realize. And don't worry about your children. They are going to be all right. Don't hold them back if they want to go to jail. For they are doing a job for not only themselves, but for all of America and for all mankind. Somewhere we read, a little child shall lead them. Remember, there was another little child, just 12 years old, and he got involved in a discussion back in Jerusalem as his parents moved down the dusty road leading them back to that little village of Nazareth. And when they got back and bothered him and touched him and wanted him to move on at that moment, he said, I must be about my father's business. These young people are about their father's business. And they are carving a tunnel of hope through the great mountain of despair. And they will bring to this nation a newness and a genuine quality and an idealism that it so desperately needs. Now we are going to see that they are treated right. Don't worry about that. The Justice Department is already in here. And they don't have some small fish from the Justice Department. They have some of the big fish in here. We are reminding them at all times that these persons are political prisoners. And there's a distinction between a political prisoner and somebody who's there for getting drunk, or somebody who's there for engaging in a robbery. And we're going to see that they are treated right. And go on and not only fill up the jails around here, but just fill up the jails all over the state of Alabama if necessary. Keep this movement going. Keep this movement rolling. In spite of the difficulties, and we're going to have a few more difficulties, keep climbing. Keep moving. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
What are you doing to keep moving? What are you doing to keep moving? There is an assault that is going on in our community. It's not an assault that's uniquely exclusive to the city of St. Louis. It is not. It is not a uniquely exclusive issue that pertains to the state of Missouri. It's an issue that is percolating all across this country from sea to shining sea. It is the issue of the elimination of your right to vote. Understand, we have come, well, we were never, is it full circle? Or we just never went that far to begin with? If it's full circle, it was an itty-bitty circle. But we have come full circle in the 40 years since Martin Luther King was assassinated, almost 40 years, just right next to 40 years. Martin Luther King's assassination, we are now fighting in the city of St. Louis. I mean, just like cities all across this country, we're fighting to keep our vote. We're fighting to keep our vote because, and understand, it starts small. Understand the ramifications. Right now, on Martin Luther King's birthday, as an act of spitting in your face, Francis Slay, Jim Shrewsbury, Matt Blunt are sitting down, carving up the St. Louis public schools, so and picking a three-person board to run the school board that you voted for. That's the elimination of your vote. That's the nullification of your vote. Do you hear me? That's the nullification of your vote. That's taking away your right to vote almost 40 years since the assassination of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the passage of the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act. 40 years, and here we are in the city of St. Louis, and it's happening in California. It's happening in Illinois. It's happening in the urban school districts of this country. They want to eliminate your vote. We have come full circle. And I don't believe that there are such things as coincidences. I believe that things happen for a reason. I believe in reading things for what they are. It is a contemptuous, it is a loathing, it is a hate-filled, strategized, intentional act on the part of Baby Boy Blunt, on the part of Jim Shrewsbury, and on the part of Francis Slay to meet today. In an attempt to eliminate your vote, today being the birthday of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King. What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it? Francis Slay is gonna be standing on the courthouse steps. And he is he would make the argument to you that I'm standing here as a part of history. No, you are standing here. Well, yes and no. You are standing here to continue that wicked enslavement piece of history that took place on those courthouse steps, where people, African people, were enslaved. And Francis Slay, on Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, is attempting to do that. And understand, if Francis Slay and Matt Blunt and Jim Shrewsbury are able to take away your right to vote on this, know that they're coming for your right to vote on everything else. We cannot accept this. We have an election coming up in March. The election of the president of the board of aldermen. Louis Reed is running for that race. Let me break it down so it stays ever forever broke on this birthday. Jim Shrewsbury is calculating right now how to take away your right to vote. He is the president of the board of aldermen right now. Louis Reed is fighting for your right to vote. What's your decision going to be? If you want more evidence of Jim Shrewsbury, think about what he did with redistricting. Again, taking away your rights of representation. Incrementally, but constantly. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. This is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stay with me.
Financial information that can change your life? Then you need to listen to the Pastor's Hour to Empower each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock here on WGNU. Hosted by Minister Ernest Greenlee, Reverend James Willoughby, Mr. Rabbani, Miss Daisy, and Doc Brown. It's designed to provide solutions to the needs of the people, the church, pastors, seniors, youth, and the community at large. Remember, your life does have value. All you need to do is unlock the potential. Find out how on the Pastor's Hour to Empower every Tuesday night at 8 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Laurie Fulkerson. Join me right after the 10 o'clock news here on AM 920 WGNU.
The people, the issues affecting your life. Right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Up call, and today is Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Happy birthday. We have much business to tend to. Irene J. Smith, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I just called to say to you and in memory of Dr. King, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
See you later.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. We have a meeting today, a forum today, in response to the murder of a child by a St. Louis police officer, a cop. We are weeks outside of this execution, and no police report has been issued. And I worked on plenty, hundreds of criminal cases. I have tried many criminal cases. Worked on hundreds, tried many. And I know a police report. I've seen autopsy reports. I've seen pictures of dead bodies. I have seen crime scenes. And I've read, I can't even begin to count how many police reports I have read. And out of that experience, this thing I know, that the initial police report takes very little time. Unless, you know, there's this huge complication case. I understand that. Lots of people, like the national killings, where all those people were killed in a national supermarket. That I understood. But understand this. This is a police report where one officer shot and killed one person, and he says it was self-defense. Okay. There is no trial on this case because the person that the officer killed is dead. This is a one-pager. Why hasn't it been written? The only conclusion to draw, because it's not a complicated case. You say you shot him in self-defense because he had a gun. Write it down. If that's the truth, write it down. What you scared of? Why you hesitant? You don't need to talk to forensics to tell your story of what happened. You don't need to go to the coroner and get the coroner's report to tell what happened. You don't need to talk to the police chief in order to write it down what happened. The reason you haven't written it down, given all of those easy things, this is a one-pager. He pulled a gun. I shot him. This could be a three-sentencer. He pulled a gun. I shot him. But yet none of that is here. None of that. We don't have a report. The reason why, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, boys and girls, men and women, the reason why is because they know that baby was murdered. They know that baby was murdered. And nothing they can write can fit the facts of the autopsy report. There is no story that he can write on a piece of paper that will fit the facts of the autopsy report. They can't. He can't say he. How do you explain shooting him in the back? If he had a gun, how do you explain that? How do you explain shooting him in the head? How do you explain the close range shot? How do you explain any of that? And this is a man who looked at our community with the contempt and hate and loathing of a racist mind and heart. And after he murdered this baby, he got on his radio and hollered into his shoulder, come get me because the ends are coming out. He referred to our community as niggas over his radio. There will be a rally today, a meeting today, a forum today on the issue of the murder of Jeremy. At 12 o'clock at the West End Community Center. Be there. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. One of your, the other talk show host who's a policeman that comes on after you, explained to some of his callers that if a police officer shoots someone, they die. They never, ever, and have never write a report. They give that verbal report to the homicide detective, but they themselves never write a report.
Mm-hmm. And you believe that?
It's the way the whole St. Louis system's made up.
You say that because you heard somebody else say that.
You think a sergeant for the police department lied about it. Is that what you're saying? That
do you think
reports and he's hiding it?
Do you think that because somebody puts on a uniform, they're incapable of lying, Gary?
Then you've answered
the question that you've posed to me. If you don't believe that putting on a blue uniform precludes you from telling a lie, because there are lots of innocent people that have been taken off death row and out of jails based on the lies told by people who wear blue, surely, Gary, you are not so naive to believe that a blue uniform means you only tell the truth. Of course people can lie. Of course a sergeant can lie. Presidents lie. So of course, yeah.
He's not lying about how the report process is done. He's not saying the guy did it or didn't do
well,
it.
Well,
he's just saying the process.
And again, you asked me the question of whether or not I believe a person could lie, and you've answered it for me. Well, then that answers your question. Santa Claus doesn't exist, sweetie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll bust my bubble.
I did, and I bust a couple of them. Every time you call, I bust your bubble. Welcome to Wake Up Call. You're on the air.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, and I didn't want to, you know, call in on this guy, but at the same time, this is the same guy that made the statement that I think now that he was talking about you and Irene when he used the word cowards, putting the man's name out there. And if this guy shot this kid in the back, allegedly, like he...
No, I saw the picture. It's not alleged. I've seen the picture. I've seen the autopsy report. The baby was shot in the back. Who's lying? The picture?
That's what I'm saying.
Who's lying? The picture? Name calling is the first refuge of those that are hiding something and telling a lie.
And if you say you saw the, I believe you over.
Wait a minute. We showed the picture. Wait a minute. It's not just me. People who came to the International Urban Institute saw the pictures too. They saw the pictures.
Call you all coward because you put his name out there. His name should be out
I'll
there.
Tell it every single. I'll say it every single day of the week. What you scared of? What you scared of? You carry a gun. What you scared of?
I'm telling you, didn't call y'all coward. I tried to get in to call him.
Howard saw the pictures.
I couldn't get in, and so what I'm saying is, all those people that were kissing up to him on Friday, none of those old black men would even ask him why would he use the word coward, because everybody that listened to the show know he was talking about you and Irene.
Well, thanks for your call. 187. Howard, you saw the pictures. So there you go. There you go. Look, there's a reason why we're meeting today at noon at Union and Delmar at the West End Community Center. My name is Liz Brown.
Happy birthday, Liz.
Thank you, Howard. And happy birthday, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. What you going to do? You going to keep moving. You going to do what needs to be done, because the battle has yet to be won. Until tomorrow, thank you for listening and stay strong.